So we've now dealt with our topic. We've dealt with it under five main headings, and we've answered five questions. What is the Buddha land? Who builds it? Why does he build it? With what does he build it? And how does he build it? We've seen that the Buddha land is the ideal environment for the leading of the spiritual life, envisaged on a cosmic scale. We've seen that it's built by united spiritual efforts of the bodhisattvas, that is to say, by those who are pledged to the attainment of supreme perfect enlightenment for the benefit of all. We've seen that they build it because, if they want to be bodhisattvas at all, they've no alternative. Because the spiritual development of one involves the spiritual development of all, and vice versa. We've seen that the bodhisattvas build the Buddha land with themselves, with their own lives. And we've also seen that they build it by means of their individual practice of the Dharma within a context of spiritual fellowship. This is what we've seen. These are the questions we've answered. But in a way, simply answering these questions doesn't help us very much, because it only leaves us with an even bigger question. And this question surely is, what has all this to do with us? This colourful content of this magical Mahayana Sutra, what has it all to do with us? What have we got to do with building the Buddha land? After all, the Buddha land is something we can hardly imagine. It's built by beings that we can hardly imagine, built mainly by advanced bodhisattvas. And it's built by means of a practice of the Dharma that we can hardly imagine. So what has it all got to do with us? So I'll now try to answer this question, which will mean really coming right down to earth. In fact, I'll be trying to answer the question not so much directly as indirectly, with the help of a consideration of art. Art is often helpful in mediating between the world of higher spiritual values and ordinary everyday life. Now, as one moves about, as one goes around, one hears people say all sorts of things. Sometimes they complain. But one of the things that one quite often hears people say, especially, I think, within the context of the FWPO, one of the things that one hears people say is, I'm not very creative. Sometimes they say it apologetically. Sometimes they say it defiantly. Sometimes they say it wistfully. Sometimes they say it ironically. But this is what they say, in one way or another. I'm not very creative. They usually mean, of course, that they can't paint pictures, or write poetry, or compose music. Can't even throw a pot, perhaps. Not that throwing a pot is all that easy, of course, if you haven't done it before. Artistic creativity seems to be rather at a premium nowadays. Everyone is supposed to be creative. But what do we mean when we say we are not very creative? What do we mean by being creative? Is it just a matter of being able to paint pictures, etc.? In order to answer this question, we'll have to take a look at the nature of creativity, or at least take a look at one aspect of creativity. We can't hope to go into the subject properly in just a few moments. But we'll go into it sufficiently for our present purpose. Creativity assumes the distinction between subject and object. On the one hand, there is the person who creates. On the other, there is the material out of which he creates. And there's also the idea, inverted commas, in accordance with which he creates. And this idea may be more or less conscious. Now, the material out of which the artist creates is of three different kinds. First, there's his material environment, or part of his material environment. That is to say, for example, a piece of land, a fragment of wood or marble, pigments, and canvas. Second, there's his own person, that is to say, for example, his voice, his physical body, his own mental and emotional states. Third, there's other people. And this third kind of material, that is to say, other people, can be divided into two. Can be divided into A, people who are merely passive material for the artist's creativity, and B, people who actively cooperate with the artist's creativity. That is to say, people who are themselves creative in relation to the artist's creativity. So here, there's no absolute distinction between the person who creates and the material out of which he creates. That is to say, other people. They are mutually creators and material of creation. Now, I'm not going to give any examples of these three different kinds of material out of which the artist creates, or of the different kinds of works of art which are produced in this way. I'll leave you to work all that out for yourselves.